Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Why a Son Needs a Dad is a short rhyming picture book by Gregory E. Lang, illustrated by Gail Yarrell, aimed at young children and the adults who read with them. Built as a Father's Day gift book and bedtime read aloud, it presents fatherhood through direct promises from a dad to his son, rather than through a conventional plot. The text emphasizes presence, teaching, affection, encouragement, and moral modeling. While the illustrations use animal fathers and sons to make the relationship accessible to preschool and early elementary readers. Its purpose is not to analyze parenting, but to give families a shared language for attachment and reassurance. The book belongs to the sentimental family bond category of children's publishing, yet its focus is specifically paternal and son-centered. It frames a dad as a steady guide who helps a boy explore, learn, recover from mistakes, and grow with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. First, fatherhood is presented as steady presence rather than occasional celebration. The book's central idea is that a son benefits from a father who is consistently available, emotionally warm, and engaged in ordinary moments. Rather than portraying fatherhood only through dramatic sacrifice or special events, it highlights the daily acts that make a child feel secure. A dad's importance is shown through holding, guiding, playing, teaching, and reassuring. This framing matters because young children understand relationships through repetition and dependability more than through abstract statements about love. The recurring promise-like language reinforces the idea that a father is not merely a figure of authority but a reliable companion in growth. For adult readers, the book quietly shifts attention from providing things to providing presence. Its emotional force comes from simplicity. The father's role is defined by showing up in ways a child can recognize. That makes the book especially suitable for shared reading, because the adult's act of reading becomes an example of the same attentive presence the text describes. Secondly, simple rhyme turns parental values into language a young child can absorb, Gregory E. Lang uses gentle rhyme and short lines to make the father's promises memorable for preschool and early elementary readers. The rhyming structure is not decorative only. It supports comprehension by giving the text rhythm, predictability, and emotional softness. Children in the intended age range often respond to repeated sound patterns before they fully grasp every idea, so the form helps the message settle through listening. The values presented are broad, but concrete: encouragement, kindness, learning, protection, and confidence. Because the book does not rely on a complicated plot, each page can function as a small lesson or reassurance. This is useful in read-aloud settings, where a parent can pause and connect the line to a familiar experience. The limitation is that the book offers affirmation more than narrative tension, so it is unlikely to satisfy readers seeking character development or humor. Its purpose is instead ceremonial and relational, using rhyme to make affection speakable. Thirdly, animal illustrations broaden the father and son bond without naming one family type. The illustrations use animal father and child pairings to represent affection, play, instruction, and companionship. This choice gives the book a soft universality. The father and son bond is not tied to a specific household, culture, occupation, or appearance. For very young readers, animal families also reduce social complexity and make emotional cues easier to identify. A bear, fox, or other animal pair can show closeness through posture, shared activity, and facial expression without requiring detailed explanation. This visual strategy supports the text's general promises by giving each idea a scene that children can interpret immediately. It also helps the book work as a gift, because buyers do not need the illustrations to match the recipient's exact family situation. At the same time, the animal approach means the book remains symbolic rather than realistic. It does not address varied fatherhood circumstances in detail, such as separation, stepfamilies, or absence. Its strength lies in making the ideal of caring paternal involvement visually clear. Fourthly, the book frames learning as something shared between father and son. A major theme is that a father helps his son learn not only facts or skills, but also ways of facing the world. The book's lessons are presented through shared activity, suggesting that guidance happens best when a child experiences it alongside a trusted adult. This is developmentally appropriate for the target audience, because young children often learn values through modeling before they can explain them verbally. A dad's encouragement teaches confidence, his patience teaches emotional regulation, his participation in exploration teaches curiosity. The book therefore treats fatherhood as active mentoring rather than passive affection. It implies that a son's strength and grace grow through a relationship in which he is watched, helped, corrected, and loved. The text does not offer a parenting method or detailed advice, but it gives adults a useful reminder everyday interactions carry moral weight. A bedtime story, a walk, a game, or a moment of comfort can become part of a child's understanding of how to act. Lastly, its giftbook design prioritizes emotional keepsake value over complex storytelling. Why a Son Needs a Dad is clearly positioned as a Father's Day new dad or family keepsake book. Its appeal depends less on plot suspense and more on the emotional recognition it creates between the adult reader and the child. The direct address to the son makes the reading experience feel personal, almost like a spoken pledge. This quality explains why the book is often recommended as a present. It gives fathers a ready-made way to express feelings that may be difficult to put into their own words. In the children's book market, this places it close to other relationship celebration titles rather than adventure stories or concept books. The advantage is clarity of purpose. Families know exactly when and why to read it, and children receive a consistent message of belonging. The trade-off is limited rereading variety for some families, since the emotional arc remains steady throughout. Its value is strongest when treated as a ritual object as much as a story. In conclusion, Why a Son Needs a Dad is best suited for fathers, grandfathers, caregivers, and families looking for a tender read aloud that affirms the father and son relationship in language a young child can understand. It will be especially useful for Father's Day, baby showers, bedtime routines, and moments when an adult wants to make affection explicit without needing a long narrative. The practical benefit is relational. It gives fathers and sons a shared script for love, guidance, and reassurance. For children, it reinforces security and the idea that learning and growing happen with support. For adults, it functions as a concise reminder that presence, patience, and everyday teaching are central to fatherhood. Compared with many picture books about dads, it stands out through its direct son-centered address, rhymed pledge structure, and gentle animal illustrations. It is not designed to explore family complexity or tell a layered story, and readers seeking humor or conflict may find it too simple. Its strength is narrower and clearer. It distills paternal devotion into an accessible keepsake format. Within its category, that focused emotional purpose is exactly what makes it effective. If you would like to support Gregory E. Lang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.